And you can start with either closing your eyes or even leaving them open. And just tuning in with your body, just noticing what's present for you. Thoughts or feelings. And if everything can just be as it is, including maybe resistance against feelings or thoughts, trying to figure things out or heal them, resolve them. Just noticing. Like pressing the pause button in your life, and time stands still. Everything stops moving. And you can just witness and explore what you perceive. Like a little vacation from everyday life. Deeply exhaling, just allowing things to be as they are. Including nice feelings and relaxation, as much as stress and struggle, whatever else might be there. We're doing is a little bit Like when you drive on the highway with your car and then you notice, oh, there's something wrong with the engine. And your first impulse is to immediately open it and start trying to fix it on the highway with 100 miles per hour. And part of you says, like, no, let's not do that. So maybe you struggle a bit with that because it's not really working. And then finally you decide to take the next exit, go to a car mechanic, stop the car, switch off the engine, let it cool down. And when it's cooled down, we can open it and just explore and see what's causing the trouble. So right now we're in the slowing the car down and then switching the engine off phase. So good to just exhale and allow ourselves to enjoy the moment. If you like, you can also add some sound to your exhale, just allowing whatever comes, if something comes. Then we're slowly transitioning to the next phase, which is opening the engine and allowing everything that might be stuck somewhere, if it's thoughts or feelings, beliefs, allowing it all to come into the light. What's stored in the subconscious, like the source code of a computer program that's not working well and that creates some errors. So we're taking a closer look, allowing it to be there, so that you can see what it might need. Your mind has learned so much and we have experienced all kinds of things that form beliefs, situations where we got stuck, where feelings got stuck because we couldn't allow them back then. And now you have the capacity to reconnect with these parts. And receive them. And what I often see is that a tiny, tiny belief can create a lot of consequences and disturbance in our life. So we might think it must be a big problem because the consequences are so big. And then sometimes, instead of hiding and wanting to run from what's happening, we allow ourselves to have a look, allow things, feelings, thoughts to our capacity as they are. And we can also invite them to, if they want, just melt into love. Like, hey, you can stay as you are. Or if you like, I reach out with my hand and offer, like, it's okay. Sorry for fighting you. I thought you're my enemy, but it seems like you're just a feeling or a thought or an abandoned part of me. Or maybe you also become aware of where you want to fight parts of your feelings or emotions and where you think they are a problem. And where you're so convinced they need to go, they cause the problem. I want to do this, but they are standing in the way. And also that is fine. Then, in case this is what's happening for you, just notice the fighting, the resistance, the struggle. And really allow it. Can also allow it in the body and express it like, I'm fighting, oh, I don't want this, I don't want to feel this, I hate it. Gah. Just really allowing it. Unless you resist even allowing it. And you fight the law. No, I don't want to allow it. Also, that is okay. Everything can be as it is. You can be as you are. This is the solution. What if there's nothing wrong with you, actually? To begin with. What if you are appreciated and loved as you are? And what if it's just exhausting to fight this fact that there is love? Also for you. Because in my experience, this is what I'm doing when I look for solutions or for ways to heal myself, change beliefs, feelings. Something is wrong with me, it should be different, and when it's different, then I'm loved. So right now we're tuning into all the areas where we are fighting against ourselves and love, where we resist. So it might feel very uncomfortable. Like, and what's happening is that what normally happens unconsciously comes into the light now, so you can see it more, what you're actually doing with yourself. And the secret is, if you would dare to relax, nothing would happen. It's safe. Because often why we keep fighting and struggling is because we feel unsafe. We feel disconnected. And sometimes we also fear that we would somehow stop existing if we would surrender and just let go. Like, oh no, I need my problem, otherwise who will I be? And the invitation would be, if you're up for it, to check it out for one split second. What happens if you just allow yourself to relax? And if you don't like it, you can go back to fighting. So you are in control, no one else. You can allow as much or as little love and feelings and energy to move as you like. And you can check while doing that if you're still safe. That can really help to check, am I safe right now? Do I still exist? Because if it's safe to relax and I can still exist and nothing really happens besides me being more relaxed, then why not? Maybe I don't need all these beliefs and feelings and stuck emotions. Maybe it's safe to let them go. Let them flow. But really check. And of course, in future, like whenever it would be better to suppress feelings, suppress yourself, you can still do that. So it's only for now. And if you like some support in that, you can just ask for light, for love, just calling in love to the places that feel dense or hopeless or ashamed, afraid. The same way you order something in a restaurant, like, I'd like that. I'd like love for this part of me, please. and allowing yourself to receive. You don't need to do anything. You can just let it all happen for you. It might bring up a sense of disorientation or confusion or something like that. If that happens, just check if you're still safe and if you still exist. And then you might see, oh, I can feel disorientation and still be safe. Maybe the intensity for you is increasing in your body, like the energy is increasing. Maybe that brings up more resistance, like fight, what is this? And if that's true for you, and if you like, you can check out how it would be to say yes to the tension. Say this: yes, I'm struggling. Yes, I'm fighting. Yes, I'm resisting. Or no, I don't want to let go. No, no, no. So allowing both your yes and your no, no matter towards what you have it. Because this is your life force. So what we're doing is we're bringing up life force, allowing it to move, to flow. And life force can take the shape of a yes or the shape of a no. Like it's that life force that when it naturally can move leads to us creating videos, for example, or taking steps in our business, in our life. And when we call it in, it becomes obvious where we resist it and try to suppress our own life force. Makes it more obvious than normally in everyday life. Everything that's dark or dense can receive light if it's wants. Every part of us that wants to hide and is afraid to not be seen can allow to be seen and received right now by yourself. Where your parents might have not done the best job, you can receive yourself and be yourself a parent. And then As we're slowly coming to an end, if you like, you can move your body, stretch it. Take some deep breaths. Then maybe slowly orient in the room. Check if you're still safe or if there are any tigers who are hungry, looking for a little snack. By the way, a fox came by 2 hours ago. He came towards me, and because I'm sitting here so relaxed, he didn't see me until like he was 5 meters away, and then he froze. And then he was running away. I wanted to cuddle him, but